The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this post-4th of July program. Hope you had a wonderful day yesterday celebrating our nation's birthday. Hope you, got some good food, grilled, spent time with family, watched fireworks, whether in person or on TV. Hope you had a wonderful day celebrating our nation's birth. Joy and I did. Quiet. Just spent part of the day with our son and worked around the house, but had a phenomenal meal prepared by my wife and our son, the ultimate grill master. Hey, I grill burgers and steaks, but I don't do it like my son, and he didn't get it from me. He is the grill master. Anyway, we got a lot accomplished around the house, things that we wanted to get accomplished, and we had a good day. And then stayed in last night, watched the fireworks from Washington, D.C., recorded the fireworks from New York, the Macy's thing. We'll watch that later. So much of the Macy's thing, we just hit fast forward. The fireworks are spectacular, so who knows? Maybe we'll watch those tonight. The Capitol 4th is always one of our favorites. The broadcast, watched bits and pieces of President Trump's salute to the military. I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it was great. I'll have some comments probably in the 4 o'clock hour on that. The liberal left is flipping out about it because it was a success. It was a huge success. And, of course, the liberal left, the mainstream media, hates Donald Trump so much that if he does anything that is successful, they hate it. And, boy, did they hate the celebration of our U.S. military. And I heard several people, never before has this. Yeah, well, no. We have done things very similar in the past. And in the past, it was praised by the mainstream media, but it wasn't done by Trump. Anyway, we'll get to that. Hope you had a good day. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-7262. 5483. Context is so important. I jokingly say, when studying the Bible, the first five rules of effective Bible study are, number one, context. Number two, context. Number three, well, you get it. The first five are all context. When you interpret the Bible, you must look at the context. You must. Well, it's also true in evaluating the news. Many of you will remember the story. I think it broke last week. A woman, I believe she was 5 months pregnant, was in a Dollar General store. Well, my goodness. Okay, this all blew up in the news just last week, but the event actually happened back in December. Yeah, back in December. All right. Anyway, a woman 5 months pregnant is shot five times in the stomach. She survives. I mean, she's seriously wounded, but her unborn baby dies. So, as a result, the woman who did the shooting was set free. No charges whatsoever. And the pregnant woman who was shot and lost her baby was charged with a crime. And everybody was going crazy over this. I heard this on the news. That's terrible. It's horrible. What do you mean her baby died and she was the one that was shot? You mean the woman who shot her, she went free? And people were flipping out. Well, wait until you hear the context. And it was just announced today. The reason I'm bringing this up, it was announced today that the charges against the pregnant woman that was shot, remember, she was charged. The woman who was the shooter was not. Are you confused? I hope not. So, woman shot five times. She is charged with a crime. The woman who shot her is not, even though the woman who was shot lost a baby. She was pregnant and so forth. All right. The charges against the pregnant woman who was shot and lost her baby have been dropped. But here is the rest of the story. The pregnant woman is the one who initiated a fight with another woman. She's 5 months pregnant. She's in a Dollar General store, and she begins beating up a coworker. She's wailing on her, beaten up. She's pregnant, but she's beating up her coworker. Her coworker is fearful that she's going to be hurt seriously. She pulls out a gun, and in self-defense, which is what the grand jury determined, in self-defense, she shot the woman who attacked her. It just happened that the woman who started the fight and attacked the other woman was pregnant. And so the grand jury decided that the whole thing was the fault of the pregnant woman. None of it would have happened had she not picked a fight with her coworker. None of it would have happened had she not beaten up her coworker. And so ultimately, she was responsible for the shooting, and she was ultimately responsible for the death of her unborn child. Now that we know the context, it's totally different. The grand jury said, you're pregnant, and you pick a fight, you beat up on another woman, one of your coworkers. You started the fight knowing that you were pregnant and you could have been putting your baby in jeopardy. So anyway, basically the controversy is over. The woman who did the shooting was not charged because it was determined she was acting in self-defense. The pregnant woman who started the whole thing, charges have been dropped against her, and I think the charges were dropped because local authorities realized this was just so explosive that it would not have fared well in the court of public opinion. So it's just another example, because when I first read this case, I thought, what? What do you mean? She was shot and she gets charged? She loses her baby and she's charged? And I was going to bring it up on the air, and I thought, no, I'm not getting, no, I gotta check this out. And so I didn't. Intentionally, I skipped that explosive story because I didn't think, I thought there's more to this. Well, there was, and there is. All right. So it's just a reminder to all of us. Don't jump to conclusions. Don't be a knee-jerk reactor. Wait until you hear the whole story. All right. First break. We'll step aside just for a moment, and then we'll be back. Stay tuned.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I think this is good news. I think it is. I don't smoke, I don't chew, and I don't go with girls that do. I don't smoke, never. Well, I snuck one cigarette behind my buddy's garage once. Yeah, Eric McCarty and I think we were in junior high school. We thought it'd be cool, so we snuck out behind his garage and snuck a smoke. Hated it. I hated it. I thought, man, if this is what you have to do to be cool, I don't want to be cool. And never had one since. And I hate cigarette smoke. It gives me a headache. It does. Cigarette smoke gives me a headache. So anyway, Netflix has announced they are going to cut back dramatically on allowing smoking in their programs, especially programs that are aimed at 15 to 24 year olds. Yep, they are cutting back. Well, I don't want to make light of that. I'm glad. I think smoking is a serious health risk. So I applaud them for that. But here's my problem. Are they also going to cut back on the illicit sex, the underage sex? Are they also going to cut back on the depiction of drug use? Are they going to cut back on the other things that are probably far more harmful to youth? And here's my big question. Are they going to cut back on their support of same-sex themes in their movies and their series programs? Are they going to do that? Now, why do I ask? Well, most of you know. If you compare the health risks of smoking and same-sex activity, guess what? Same-sex activity is much more harmful physically than smoking. More health risk, shorter life expectancy. This is, and folks, and I've said this many times, and forgive me for being repetitious, but we have new people joining us all the time. There is a moral aspect of the whole same-sex, gay, pride, LGBTQ thing, transgender. There is a moral aspect, and it's based on biblical truth. However, I am the first to realize that that argument is not heard by the world around us today. The world around us turns you off the minute you talk about biblical truth, God, the Bible, they turn you off. That doesn't mean we should stop talking about biblical truth. I'm not implying that at all. But what people cannot deny, people can say, well, that's just your belief. And then, well, the Bible's outdated. It was written 2,000 years ago, blah, 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 blah. They can say all those things. What they cannot deny is absolute scientific proof. Look up, just do a Google search, health risks of same-sex behavior. MSM, males having sex with males, MSM. Do a little Google search. Health risks of MSM, males having sex with men. Just look it up. And you will find dozens of studies, government studies, secular studies, university studies, talking about the health risks of the same-sex lifestyle for men and women both. It's a dangerous, dangerous lifestyle. That's why it is so absolutely bizarre that here in Columbus, Ohio, just recently, we had a half million people show up to celebrate a lifestyle that is killing people. Now, if what I'm saying is true, and I believe it is, and statistically, scientifically, it is, can you imagine 500,000 people showing up for a smoker's pride parade? Smoker's pride, cigarette pride parade. Oh no, that's a dangerous lifestyle. We don't want. We're gonna expose the dangers of smoking, and we certainly, and we gotta tell young people how dangerous smoking is. We gotta have all these smoking cessation programs and smoking prohibition programs in our high schools. We gotta have assemblies. We gotta have high school assemblies to tell kids how dangerous smoking is. And we gotta have posters all over the school about how dangerous smoking is. And we gotta outlaw vaping because it's nicotine. And okay, I'm not debating any of that because smoking is dangerous. But the minute you begin talking about the dangers of same-sex attraction, people look at you like you're some kind of crazy, weirdo, hate-mongering, bigoted fanatic. And so Netflix, good for you. They're going to drop smoking out of most of their programming on Netflix. What about the stuff that is even more dangerous than smoking? Not so much. Not so much. All right, top of the hour break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.